are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
I rolled a one. Let's hope I got it out of there.
I hope you continue to roll ones. Failures in this game are fun for me. It's the non-failures I don't like.
I mean...
I rolled a five.
Yeah, because the non-failures are the knowns, because it's what, yeah, we want, it's what we're doing
happen.
Is happening.
Yeah. Congratulations. You did it.
Yay.
You did the thing. But if you fail, I can shoot your face and it'd be fine.
Oh, no.
I don't think it'd be fine.
My mission...
Oh, yeah, no, you gotta protect that face.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I have.
A value?
Yeah.
That's the whole basis of your academic career, is your face.
Exactly. Nobody would listen to me if I was ugly.
Brought in for review. It's like, I don't know what happened. Your grades have, like, your students' grades have gone down. I mean, I know you suffered an accident. I don't think that's it, though.
The students just been weakened at Bernie's this whole time.
All of them. Every single
student. They all weakened at Bernie's each other.
Yeah, so, okay. So, yeah. And that's why their grades are so low, because they're trying to do everybody's papers all at once.
It's so much.
Okay, mm-hmm. What if they're all just sitting in the rafters, like if it's a drop ceiling, and they're in there, and they're marionetting themselves?
Ooh. I was going to say that's Muppeting, but that's not how Muppets work.
No, that's from the bottom.
Yeah.
Just an anti-marionette, using like steel rods instead of strings. That's actually kind of how Muppets work.
Yeah.
Plus the usual hand puppet as well.
Yeah.
Well, as part of it.
I don't think marionettes talk unless you have a very specific string or animatronics.
I think you can, because I think you could set it up to where you'd have the string for just the head movement, but you could have a slightly longer string that also goes through the head and would control a jaw, probably. Mm-hmm. And then you could just wiggle that one just a little bit to wiggle the jaw up and down.
They should call underwater animatronics animanautics.
Ooh. I do like that.
That gets into the submechanophobia, though. So.
That sounds like an astronaut, though.
Animanautic? Well,
I mean, they're space sailors.
That's astronaut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but nautic, not.
Isn't not like explorer?
No, it's sailing.
Oh, okay. That works.
Nautical is sailing things. So, yeah, because they're sea sailors.
I just make educated guesses based on what sounds right.
That's why I really like the fact that we have some astronaut designs are somewhat similar to old deep sea diving gear with the round helmet sort of situations. It aesthetically pleases me linguistically as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's why space whales exist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's the sea of the stars.
Space whales.
Speaking of sea and stars, specifically stars in seas, we left off last time with our crew in the night market trying to steal the electromagnetic
thingy-ma-bobber.
Yeah, the thingy-ma-bobber.
I'd like to point out we weren't stealing it, we were commandeering it.
Mm-hmm. They were going to give it to us.
That's
therefore
fair.
I don't know if it's theft.
It is theft. We left off with Nolan's character Colm McCugg lighting part of the district on fire, trying to divert the path of the original people who were supposed to come pick this up so it can start its tour through the colleges. He successfully disabled the carriage through his friend of the Blue Coats, providing him some carriage-stopping technology. And our two others, Olivia's characters, Summer Locke, and Petite's character, Devlin Oliver, successfully getting the item into their carriage just as a gunshot went off, panicking the crowd around you. So, let's go ahead and start with Colm. You're standing in the streets, just successfully placed your snare out to grab hold of the axle of the carriage that you're intending to stop, when you hear off in the distance a loud crack and then faint screaming.
Facing over in that direction, I know that's where my team members are working. I will, feeling that there's more pressing matters, start to skulk my way through the streets that way.
All right, you're going to go ahead and make your way through that way. It is a little difficult to traverse the night market, mainly just because it's very busy, but also because of a loud group of people running in the opposite direction, as well as the brigade funneling people away from the fire you started. They have now made their way to try and put it out. In the crowd of panicking people, you two are standing there. Everyone else is basically, they haven't gone, but it's going to be difficult to get your carriage with Francois out of there. So how would you like to proceed?
I will not be paying attention to the gunshot and immediately say, we need to get out of here and run for Francois. I know that it might be a little difficult, but that's the plan.
Gotta save the goat.
So you're going to unhitch Francois?
No.
Run to the cart.
You're in the cart.
Oh, well, I did not realize that. Apologies. I'm going to... Yeah.
As you try to yeah, Francois starts moving very slowly because there's a lot of commotion around and he doesn't feel as though he can, like, go his full speed. That and because there are people running back and forth constantly, so it's like a stop-go kind of situation. You guys can see off in the distance red sashes and flashes of red just running through the crowd, coming closer and closer to the area and where you're at.
Does this spark any memories of knowing what those red sashes indicate?
Yes, so they are a very known violent group who are constantly fighting with various other crews in the Crow's Foot to gain control of that.
Oh, wait, is that their name, the Red Sashes?
Yes, they also are adorned with red sashes.
Ah, so these are my local boys.
Yes, you would definitely know of them since you tend to work in the Crow's Foot for your day job.
So I've got a normal load, which is usually 5, but because of our crew stuff, it's 7. Francois is probably stressed, I'm guessing.
This is a very stressful time for Francois.
Yes. So in order to encourage him and help him feel better, hopefully, can part of my load be, like, treats for him? Or, like, something to help him be happier?
If you would want to make the goat move faster, you would have to do something to disperse the crowd, which might cause more panic.
Which would then scare the goat more. And also make us stand out more as a possible target.
So I have a gun. Seeing that you're trying to make sure that the goat is calmer, correct?
Yeah. Maybe like trying to steer him through slightly more open spaces of people, because knowing crowds, it fluctuates between like dense areas and slightly more open areas. So trying to guide him and navigate him through that.
Is this area more... I feel like an area of commerce would have multiple outlets, multiple ports. Are there any outlets that might be a little less occupied? Like maybe the opposite direction that might be a little harder to get to, but quicker?
So you are correct. Think of this place as basically a distribution hub. You are on the distribution hub for the train rails that bring in all of the goods from the other neighboring societies, so to speak. Normally, on like any normal day where they're just unloading things to go out that they have stored up or sending things out to the other locations, it is pretty, like there are various different ins and outs that can be accessed easily. However, today was a train day, causing it to be flooded. Mm-hmm. Like you guys had to sit and wait for a while before arriving into the area where you were able to get to, so to speak. The crowd is definitely, like, the crowd dispersing and trying to find a way out is definitely helping, especially if you guys can wait a while, which you probably can't, you'd be able to find an easier way out.
So my thought is less of a direct path, but more of a more open path. Because I would assume that the one, like, just straight in front of us or the easiest to get to is probably going to be the hardest to get to.
So you're wanting to find a different way out of this train station that...
might be a little harder to get to, but once we're there, it's going to be...
I mean...
more hidden and kind of more out of the way.
If you wanted to abandon Francois in the cart, you could carry the item to whatever exit you want.
I don't think we can carry that thing. I thought that's why we needed the goat.
The goat allows for easier transportation over longer distances. It is heavy, but the both of you combined could move it just slowly.
So we couldn't leave one of us with the cart and then have one of us take it out.
Yeah, it'd be too heavy.
I'm going to hop out of the cart. And how far have we traveled from the like the station area?
Don't know. Summer, Olivia, go ahead and give me a roll for you guiding Francois.
I would guess that'd probably be Sway.
I could see Sway.
Either Sway or Command, but Sway's gonna be better. 5.
Okay. You've made it pretty far considering how slow Francois is moving. But the farther you make it, the closer the red sashes get, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going faster.
I am going to hop out of the cart and go in front of Francois. Is he moving less of a walking pace?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pull out a gun, which I have the single pistol, which I have now marked off. And I'm just going to start shoving people. Just like back and forth as they're there trying to clear a path.
Okay. That...
And trying to use the gun as... or the pistol as... Okay. Intimidation, I guess.
Yeah. Since you're using a pistol, I'm still going to want to... I'm going to say that's probably going to be a command roll, if that sounds fair to you guys. Unless you can think of something else. Maybe skirmish. Something along those lines. I'll go ahead and give you an extra dice, though, since you're going to use that pistol as extra intimidation.
Well, I have nothing in command.
So that'd be one dice, then.
So that'd be one dice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is 5.
Okay. So you're able to push people out of the way. However, in doing so, since you're trying to leave so in a very abrupt manner with the goat, the cart, and everything, you do get spotted by the red sashes, and they quickly make their way up to you. Basically put a stop to your cart.
How many are there?
That are able to make up to you right now, only 2. But she would know the red sashes aren't known for their politeness or their ability to negotiate. Mm. They're more of the shoot first, ask questions later, and most of them are highly skilled.
Okay. I'm a bad guy, right? We're bad guys.
That is the game.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later.
Ooh. All right, go ahead then. Take your shot.
I don't know how to do that.
So that would be something along the lines of like maybe hunt, finesse, I could see.
I would like to use finesse, I think. Okay. It's probably the best for me.
Okay, so you're going to be in a risky or a desperate situation.
Okay.
With standard effect.
Okay. 4.
So you do shoot the person. However, another gunshot goes off and you also get shot in the arm. Go ahead and take a level 2 harm, shot in the arm. And for seeing your friend being shot, take 1 stress.
You know that's fair.
Colm, you make your way to the scene finally. You have now heard 3 gunshots. You see the red sashes, they're moving in. They have basically the whole train station surrounded with a small group of people moving in. What do you want to do to get in to help your friends?
So they're kind of surrounding the scene. I have to get past them to get in where my friends are. Would they be blocking paths out as well?
They're not harming. Like if a civilian is walking up to them, mm-hmm. like they're going to let them go unless they have something. And then they like stop and inspect whatever they're carrying out. But for the most part, they seem to be rather civil. It seems like they're just trying to stop something specific from exiting.
If I could try to slip by them using my sneakiness on prowl, perhaps just try to make by, not they don't notice me. Maybe I could like, you know, worm my way through the crowd or anything. But of course, we're going against the flow. We'll see. Just going to do a prowl check. That's a 6.
So you, with ease, you're not sure if it's because of your expertise in the situation or if due to them being distracted, keeping their eye out for people exiting. You're able to quickly make your way inside, and you can see what has now unfolded as your two compatriots and your crew are now using the cart as sort of a means of cover, as they have now entered into a gunfight between one of the red sashes, another one on the ground, and then those two. Francois is very panicked.
So I had a thought. Could it be possible for a flashback?
What's the flashback?
Potentially, I was thinking, as a backup, in case something had gone wrong when we were trying to just negotiate our redirecting of the merchandise, that I could have prepared with someone, possibly Celia, our information broker slash ghost lady, for a big distraction in case something went wrong, such as maybe releasing some angry ghosts. And I would possibly be willing to accept a devil's bargain if that were needed in this.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
We're going to treat your role for this flashback, because I like this idea, so I'm just going to say this happens.
Okay.
But we're going to treat your role for this flashback as a resistance role. So okay. Go ahead and roll with... you can go ahead and roll with attune or consort, since this is ghost and using your connections. And take whatever you roll minus 6, and that's how much stress you're going to take for this flashback.
Okay. They're both 1.
Oh, no. Okay. So you take 5 stress. And what? Anything happened because of that?
Probably. I only had room for like 3 more.
Okay, so you hit the trauma.
Oh yeah, I'm into trauma hard. This goat is not enough to calm me down.
No. So fun thing, if you hit trauma, you're out of the rest of this heist.
You know, this is understandable.
We'll say you can still do things to affect your own survival, but you will not be able to aid in any meaningful way.
Colm has a plan for the other guy that's here. I want to hit him with a really big club in a flashy way.
Petite, do you want to do anything to aid Colm in hitting him in the head with a flashy way?
I flash my gun? I don't know. Distract him, maybe?
Yeah. You can shoot at him to provide cover fire, make it easier for him to sneak up and hit him, or...
I don't know if I want to shoot again just yet.
Okay.
But I do point my gun at him.
Coming up, you know, through the crowd from behind, Colm sees Summers kind of from the carriage seat. It's like, oh. He's going to shout out, just not yelling for anyone, just take the cart. Then he's going to pull out a golden vial. This is using his lurk item, a silence potion vial. It's a 0 load, and it will make, like within 10 meters around him, silence for several moments. He'll nice. Down that, pull out, like just a big club. He was carrying on his back. I'm going to use a large weapon. And then after you hear, like, take the cart, everything goes dead silent. And you just see me come up behind the guy and swinging at him.
What do you want to roll for that?
Skirmish, I think, makes sense. Although it's not my best, but I'll go with that.
Okay.
I'll push myself on this.
Ooh. Gonna get an extra dice, at cost of some stress. Yeah.
2 stress total. And I also need to remember I have my devil's footsteps. When I push myself, I can choose one of the following additional benefits. Perform a feat of athletics that verge on the superhuman. Maneuver to confuse your enemies so they mistakenly attack each other. I think there's only one guy here, though. 5.
So you pull out a large baseball bat, basically. You run up and you clock this guy straight in the head. And it looks almost as though his head moves before his body can react. And he goes flying off into the crowd. And he is fully dealt with, but your large weapon snaps in half due to the force. With that, you guys are able to reconvene. Unfortunately, Summer is a little too stressed out to handle things right now. But how would you like to continue to try to make your way out? You now have the knowledge that they have basically barricaded off any exit to this area.
Is Mers Summer able to move or like?
So for the sake of convenience, she will be able to follow you and do things for her own survival, but she will not be able to aid you in any way.
Can I just push her into the cart?
Yeah. Oh, she. Yeah.
Is that okay? Do you want to be there?
I fall there. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm just going to push her into the cart.
Whee!
As you push her into the cart, you hear a very loud and familiar scream coming from the exit of the area. None of you take burst eardrums this time, but you can see the gang members that are lined up blocking the entrance to the night market. All of their attention is turned to what looks to be a banshee that has just sprung up out of nowhere and is unleashing chaos upon the area even further than what it was.
I'm going to direct Francois to go the opposite direction, or at least a 90 degree.
The only exit is forward.
I look at Colm.
Hey. Colm will just try to give hand signals, just like, push forward. I'll try to help this goat to get through.
Oh, right, the goat. Upon seeing the banshee, the goat just takes off running uncontrollably forward toward it because it's terrified.
Oh, good. Yeah. That means, okay.
What we need.
The goat is motivated.
We might need some control, but yeah.
I was thinking about detaching, but now that that's
I am
happening.
In the cart. Please don't do that.
No.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't be moving.
As it's moving closer and closer, though, the cart is becoming more unstable and unbalanced due to the cobblestone roads and the different things, and it's just rocking back and forth rapidly. The goat continues to pick up speed and speed and speed as it goes, and you get closer and closer to the banshee. Both of you will become paralyzed while you're in the banshee's effects, and if it happens to scream, you will also receive... Well, you already have burst eardrums, so it would upgrade, or you will get another level 1 harm to... basically being deaf for a little bit. But
can I plug my ears in knowing that we've dealt with one of these prior?
Would a spirit bane charm help us protect from its effects?
Due to the scale, I'm gonna say no. And here's why I'm gonna say no. Because you remember back at the estate when you first stole Lord Skurlock's item. You remember that the room, specifically, you remember that the room that his nephew stayed in was covered in those charms, and the banshee was locked in the basement due to a ceiling effect, basically. So I'm going to say a spirit bane charm isn't going to be enough to deter the banshee's effects at all. But if Petite, as you said, if you're okay with fully losing control of Francois, you can plug your ears as you go by, and it will protect you from any negative effects, and you can also always resist the paralytic effect if you have enough stress to do so.
Will Francois become paralyzed?
Francois is a goat on a mission, and his mission is to leave you people.
Okay, so he will not become paralyzed. That's good to know.
Yay.
I'm trying to think of a good way to do this. I'm going to take the papers that I had from proving that I was an academic, and I'm going to ball them up and shove them in my ears.
If you do have to make a resistance roll for the banshee, we're going to count your roll as +3.
And then I'm just going to make sure that the ropes are tight, and I'm going to have a little party in the back of the cart.
Yeah, Summers is just balled up in the back of the cart, just trying to center themselves.
Colm will try to just help maintain control. Not necessarily going to slow Francois down, but just trying to make sure we don't get detached or anything like that. He's going to take the brunt of the scream.
Since you have the things in hand, we're going to say if you do get paralyzed, if you choose not to resist the paralytic effect of just utter fear that the banshee instows upon people, you're going to grip onto the reins tighter, making it impossible for Francois to move. Go ahead and make me a roll to see how well you hold on to these. We're going to say you have increased effect due to, or greater effect due to the fact that you're going to be gripping them very tightly, but this is going to be a desperate action for you.
Would this be a skill or would this be a straight-up prowess check?
I would accept... Let's go ahead and make it a prowess check. That way we can roll in the scream as well.
I have 3 in prowess.
4. 4, okay. And then Petite also needs to make a prowess, specifically to resist the Banshee's effect. And remember, because this is a resist check, you just need to roll a 3 or higher since I'm giving you the additional 3.
Highest is a 4.
Okay, so you're going to take no stress from the Banshee's scream and you're going to resist the paralytic effect as you have shoved things in your ears to help prevent the scream. Calm. Go ahead and take a level 1 harm, burst eardrums. So with a 4, you're able to hold on to the reins. However, you prevent Francois from moving and dodging. So he ends up having to stop after you break past the barricade that they had set up that had been messed up due to the Banshee appearing. And he basically stops right in front of a building, causing your cart to skid around him and thud up against the building. Your cart now has a messed up wheel and will be harder to control moving forward.
I'm going to turn to Colm and say, I believe if we can't use the cart anymore, we can probably just pick this thing up and carry it off.
I think we can get a bit further with it, at least.
We can try, but I don't know how very fast.
Colm will reach back in the back, look for your bag, because he knows how you submerge like goats. Looks for the treats that you pack around. And then, yeah, try to deftly as he can in this matter, try to, like, calm the goat down a bit more again to take command, like, to be able to follow the reins. Handing the reins off to...
How we're going to do this, because technically speaking, they cannot help you. They are supposed to run away, but I don't like that because I want Olivia to be able to speak if she needs to or wants to. What we're going to do is we're going to have you make a check to either force your way into her possessions or convince her to give you the possessions as she's clinging onto them desperately, trying to hold on. And if you do get it, we'll go ahead and say we can mark off the vial of slumber essence to calm the goat down. Give okay. it just a little bit to take that edge off.
Okay.
That sounds right.
You will also have limited effect, and it's going to be a risky move, specifically because once the goat has settled, it began running again.
Colm will just kind of reach back, look at you, try to just get you, like, stare you dead in the eyes, and his ear returns to the rest. He's going to yell out, "Give me the treats now!" Command. That's 3.
That's a fail. So how does Summer react to being yelled at in her traumatized state?
She just sort of blinks and, like,
mine, my treats, mine.
She's not comprehending at all what's going on.
Yep.
All right. So
don't yell.
You are too busy with the treats.
Yep.
Devlin, you realize after you pass the Banshee, you lift your head up from the back of the cart. You realize he no longer has hold, Colm no longer has hold of the reins as he's trying to get the treats from Summer, and Summer's not yielding. You realize Francois is running directly to one of the canals that surround the city.
I have one operable arm.
Uh-huh.
I think this might be my last... wait, did you say the italics are not considered part of your load?
So yeah, you can have the italics for free as needed.
My cane sword...
Right, you haven't used that yet, okay.
I pull it out of my cane. I pull the sheath thingy.
You unsheathe it.
I unsheathe it, and I take a strike at the reins or whatever is trying to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not sure. I know that the reins are there to direct,
yeah.
But I don't know necessarily how Francois is held into the cart situation.
He's attached to the cart via a harness that's attached to the, like, pole bits. So that's definitely something you could do if you want. Go ahead and make a roll to try and hit it. Again, since Francois is running at full speed, this is a limited effect with just a risky okay. attempt.
I would like to use finesse for that.
Okay.
It is a 4.
All right.
And I'm going for the leathery bits. Not of the goat, of the straps.
Yes. So with pretty deft precision, you're able to slice the straps that connect Francois to the carriage. Francois bolts off and quickly turns a corner, one that your cart would not have been able to do. And your cart rolls ever forward and stops right on the edge of the canal.
Well, that was awfully close. Goodbye, Francois. You're a friend, not necessarily a scholar, but I'll consider you one of my own. So, are you strong enough to hold onto this cart, carry it?
Not with this thing on, I don't believe. I think it might have to go on foot from here.
If I take one of the poles, and he takes one of the poles, can we lumber both Mers and the tunnel in the cart?
Here's what we're going to do. Your idea, Cole. You go in front yourself and you realize that due to the cart's makeup, because it's not a fancy cart, it's not a cart for higher civilians or anything, it is a cart for cargo. You're able to not easily pull it, but even just by yourself, you're able to like move it a couple inches. So you do think that you're able to push forward if you had some assistance. It would have been easier with all three of you, but Summer is currently in the back panicking. So with you on one side, Colm on the other, holding on to the wooden sticks, you're able to start making your way out and back to your guys' base in the Six Towers. As you do, you hear a bell toll off in the distance, signaling that someone had died. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Greetings, scoundrels. Devlin Oliver here, stopping by to say thanks for listening. If you enjoyed listening to us scramble for a bit of coin, why not give us a like or follow? There are plenty of misadventures to come for our little conglomerate. Keep an ear out for the next episode. And while you're at it, give a little listen to the other shows on this feed. And since we're already breaking the fourth wall, go and join us on the Discord where there's plenty of space to blabber on. You can find all the usual links in the episode description. Thanks again for listening. Can't wait to see you there!
Hey, thank you all for listening. Big thanks, of course, to our players. They are Nolan Brubaker as Colm McCugg, Michael Petit as Devlin Oliver, and Olivia Sarver as Summer Locke. I, of course, am the GM, Jenkins. Music in the show is composed by Michael Petit and additional music by Jordy Hake. This work is based on Blades in the Dark, a product of 1/7 Design, developed and authored by John Harper, and licensed for our use under the Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 Unported License. Information for Blades in the Dark and the license can be found in the description.
So I have a gun.
Whoa.
That's Petite, put it away. We don't...
What do you want to do with the gun?
Something that won't make it in the episode, but you guys should know I lost the clock for Francois to run away from you all. So I forgot.
You had told it was 4 and that it was filled up to 2.
It was a 4-tick clock and you already had 2 in it. Holy crap.